Hey guys, Kyle back with Kyle Burrell's Unedited Podcast, episode number 131. All right, been a while since we've done an edit, obviously. Went on a little run with, you know, had some KB shorts and stuff like that. So this week, pretty loaded week. So here Monday morning will be Unedited episode 131. Out Thursday morning will be KB shorts, draft special, final mock draft, top five players at each position and stuff like that. And then this week, maybe a non-episode of KB and the Boys, but I'm not sure. It'd have to be Friday, obviously, because, I mean, I'd be pretty busy Thursday with, you know, soccer and the draft stuff. So it probably would have to be Friday, maybe Saturday morning even. But we'll see. But for sure, unedited here out Monday morning. And then Thursday morning will be KB Shorts draft special. Love draft season. So obviously today to end it, we'll have my 24.0 NFL mock draft, and then Thursday will be 25.0. So we'll get through 25 mocks. Today we're going to go Haney Garcia. It's not going to be that load of an episode. We're going to go Haney Garcia reactions, Premier League table final Premier League table predictions, Champions League semifinal predictions, and we'll talk some NBA playoffs. I'll go over my picks that I made. They were up on X / Twitter. Since I did a UFC 300 recap, I didn't do it unedited last week. So we'll get into that too, and we'll talk about, you know, after the game ones, what do I think of my predictions? Do I think I was off on? Do I think I might be off on some? We'll get to that, but let's get into Haney Garcia. Man, what a fight! Watched it live. Then I watched it again. I was rooting for Garcia. I like Haney too. No ill will towards Haney. I think his dad's a dipshit at times, but I like Haney. But I really like Garcia. I've always really pulled for him, and I think that, you know, I know people are gonna, you know, they're obviously gonna run their mouth about him missing weight, which I agree, it's unprofessional. If you choose to fight at 140 again, then you need to make the weight. But he paid for it, $1.5 million he owed Haney. But I think he needs to move up to 147. You look at the pictures of the, you know, because when he fought Tank, there was a whole rehydration clause and shit. And look how skinny he looked in there. And look how good he looked in there on Saturday night. Man, that was a fun one. Again, you don't always get your money's worth when you're watching boxing, pay-per-view boxing. But you got your money's worth with Haney Garcia. So how I scored it. I had Garcia round one. I then had Haney rounds 2, 3, 4, 5. I then had Garcia round 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And then obviously round 7, 9, 8, because he got a point deduction, but he got the knockdown. Rounds 10, 11, 2, 10, 8, and then round 12 for Haney. I had it 114, 110 Garcia. I thought he, you know, landed the more impactful shots. Obviously dropping him, and I thought he probably dropped him a couple more times when Haney went down knees via shots. He was trying to hold on, and the ref kind of saved him there by not giving knockdowns. Garcia's punches just affected Haney so much. You know, that's what kind of went wrong for Haney. You know, I think he got caught early. He did recover good. And then round 7, the round 7 knockdown was bad. He was really on wobbly legs, and I don't feel like he ever fully recovered after that one. And It's a you know, at the end of the day, it's a 36-minute fight to recover from getting dropped badly. I mean, he was rocked badly. You're not going to recover, you know, and let's say, so you get 5 rounds after that. So he's got 15 minutes to make a full recovery. I thought round 12 he looked fine. That's when he kind of, in my opinion, came back and kind of looked more like himself. But I thought those, you know, rounds 8, 9, 10, 11, man, he was not a good round for him. Not good rounds for him. That middle part of the fight lost him the fight, and I just think Garcia was too fast with that left hook. Hit too hard. He was able to time the right hand all night too. I think Haney is the better pure boxer, but Garcia was better on the night because he was able to land the left hook and land the right hand and hurt Haney. And that's how Garcia was able to win the fight. Like I said, I thought it was an outstanding fight though. Haney's a warrior, man. He's a warrior, and he'll be back. For what's next, I'm sure Haney will probably have a mandatory which is good for him, you know, because, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, I don't know what those mandatories are, but sometimes they're not guys that are on his on the elite level, and he can get his mojo back and stuff. For Garcia, man, you know, it wasn't for the belt, obviously, for him because he, you know, missed weight. I think he's just a big fight hunter, though, right? I mean, obviously, titles at 147 will be insane. There's a lot of tough fights. Everyone throwing out, you know, they said that if Tank Davis wants to do the rematch with Garcia, we'll have to be at a 145 catch weight. That's the lowest they'll go. But he's a 147 guy. I threw out, you know, I like these exciting matchups. And don't get me wrong, Garcia and Davis rematch is phenomenal. Teofimo Lopez at a 145 catch weight or a 147 fight. I mean, that's outstanding. You were talking about chaos and high drama. Those two guys, they bring the intensity. They bring the, you know, they're gonna talk. They're gonna run their mouth. It's gonna be entertaining. That's the one I want to see personally. I'd like to see Garcia versus Teofimo Lopez. I think that would be phenomenal. Garcia's gonna be tough to, you know, he's beatable for sure. He's very beatable. But man, he can also beat you for sure. I mean, he also can beat anybody with that speed and that power. He can beat anybody. He can be beat by most. Oh, you know, no, I wouldn't say he can be beat by everybody. Most, but all the elite guys could definitely beat him. But he can definitely beat them too. And I love his fights. He's entertaining. He's great for boxing. Just pure entertainment with him. And you know, whatever you want to say outside the ring, you know, but he promotes the fights well. And when he's in there, it's exciting. You know, he's an exciting fighter. What a fight it was. I was very happy I watched, you know, like you said, with boxing, you know, you're watching the main event. The undercard's never too great. But that main event was well worth it. And I'm very happy Ryan Garcia won. And, you know, shout out Devin Haney for, you know, taking the fight still when Garcia missed weight by 3.5 pounds. That was very respectful by him. He didn't have to do that. You know, Garcia signed to fight at 140. And he, you know, but he even said, he's like, you know, I was like, screw it, you know, I'll give him the money and I'm not going to kill myself though. Cause you saw what happened in the Tank Davis fight. You look at the side-by-side pictures of him in the ring versus Devin Haney and him in the ring versus Tank Davis. Tank Davis fought a very diminished fighter. Devin Haney fought the real Ryan Garcia, the real bad mother effer he is. So props to Devin Haney for that. But yeah, can't wait to see what both of them do next. Like I said, I like both guys a lot. I love Devin Haney. I think Ryan, though, got him into it a little. He wasn't completely sitting on the jab. He was trying to hurt him. And I think if Haney could stay more composed and definitely not get rocked, he got rocked bad in round one too. If Haney could stay more composed, I think he could beat Ryan Garcia. But man, Ryan just, you know, he went in there and got it done. Kudos to him, but kudos to both guys. Outstanding fight. So final Premier League table prediction. I Liverpool is kind of, Liverpool and Arsenal both kind of, you know, dropped it. Liverpool, a loss to Crystal Palace, and then out of the Europa League with losing to Atalanta. Arsenal lose to Villa out of the Champions League. Man City now out of the Champions League. What, the only team left is Aston Villa, right? In Europe, I think Villa is the only team left. But all the teams that were in the Champions League to start are no longer there. Newcastle, Man U, Arsenal, City, and then obviously Liverpool out of Europa League. But man, I think it's City's probably to lose. They have a game in hand, and I believe they're a point down, maybe two. But if they win, they go up a point and they go back to the top. Tough for Liverpool. They're gonna need City to draw, and Arsenal to draw. And have to win out, because anything probably tied with Arsenal will give it to Arsenal because of the point differential. I think they're up 8 on the point differential right now. So they're going to need City to draw or Arsenal to draw to win it. I just don't see it, because I also just don't really think Liverpool is going to win out. So I got City finishing first, Arsenal second, Liverpool third, and I do have Aston Villa in fourth for that fourth Champions League spot. Fifth and sixth, I got Tottenham and Man United. United almost threw away the FA Cup semifinal game today versus Coventry. They were up 3-0. Coventry was able to come back, tie it, go to extra time, went to penalties. Man U was able to get it done. They'll face Man City in a Manchester derby in the FA Cup final in Wembley. 7, 8, 9, 10, I got Chelsea 7. I think they're playing a lot better right now. I know that, you know, sometimes they're still, but I think they're playing a lot better right now. They probably should have beaten Man City in the FA Cup semifinal. I got Newcastle 8th, West Ham 9, and Wolves 10. Make a quick drink. 11 through 17. I'm going Brighton, Bournemouth, Fulham, Everton, Crystal Palace, Brentford, and Nottingham Forest. They do stay up. And I got Luton, Burnley, and Sheffield. The three teams that came up last year are going back down, in my opinion. So that's my final Premier League table prediction. Champions League semifinal predictions. I did decent in the quarterfinals. The only one I got wrong was Dortmund, but I had PSG going through. I had Madrid going through, and I had Bayern going through. All three of them did. Atletico obviously goes down to Dortmund, which great for Dortmund. I'd root for Dortmund. I just didn't think they'd get it done. So it's going to be Real Madrid. Leg one is going to be Real Madrid at Bayern, Tuesday, April 30th. I'm going a 1-1 draw at the Allianz Arena. And then PSG at Dortmund, Wednesday, May 1st. I think PSG just overwhelms them. I think I'm going PSG 2-1. Oh, sorry. I have a draw there as well. That's my fault. I have a 2-2 draw at Dortmund. I have a 2-2 draw Wednesday, May 1st. Leg two, though, Tuesday, May 7th, Dortmund at PSG. I have PSG 3-1, advancing 5-3 on overall aggregate score. Bayern at Real Madrid, Wednesday, May 8th. I'm going Real Madrid 3-1, so Real Madrid advances 4-2 on aggregate score. So I have Mbappe and PSG taking on Mbappe's future team, Real Madrid, in the final of the Champions League. But yeah. The Champions League quarterfinals was really good. All the legs were good. Very, very fun. Champions League quarterfinals. Hopefully we get about the same in the semifinals. Alright, so some NBA playoff talk. So we'll go over what I have prediction wise first. Like I said, these are, you can go see them on X and Twitter. At Unedited Pod, you can go check those out. Give me a follow if you haven't. But yeah, so in the East, I had Celtics over Heat in 4, Cavs over Magic in 6, Bucks over Pacers in 7, Knicks over 76ers in 7. I then had Celtics over the Cavs in 5, Knicks over the Bucks in 7, and Celtics over the Knicks in 5. So going through the East, I like my Celtics in 4. Just with no Jimmy, I like my Celtics in 4 pick a lot. Cavs, Magic in 6. I could see it 5. I could really see it 5 for the Cavs. Magic just can't shoot. I think that, you know, if the Cavs steal one of, if they win game 2 at home and then steal one of those road games, I think they'll close it in 5. You know, the Magic just don't have shooting at all. Bucks over Pacers in 7. I think I was wrong. I know it's, you know, you don't want to overreact, but there was no Giannis and they steamrolled them. I think the Pacers just aren't ready for it. I think Bucks actually might win this in 5. But you know, I think I'll get the advance correctly. And this one's one I think that I'm pretty dead on wrong on, or I could be off a little bit. I had Knicks over Sixers in 7. I do think it goes 7. I am a little concerned. I could see the Sixers winning this series as well. It's kind of shitty for the Knicks that, you know, what are they now? 32-9 when Embiid has played the Sixers. I mean, that's an unbelievable record. It's a tough matchup. They were able to get it done in game 1, but I could see the Sixers winning that series, but I think it does go 7. And then, yeah, I still like Celtics over Cavs in 5, and I would if I could. I probably would go Bucks over Knicks. I think that if Dame can find his mojo and play this way with Giannis coming back, I think the Bucks will be in the conference finals. But I had the Knicks pre, so we're sticking with that. And then I had Celtics over Knicks in 5. I think if they played, that would happen. Over in the West, I had Thunder over Pelicans in 5, Mavs over Clippers in 6, Suns over Wolves in 6, Nuggets over Lakers in 7, and then I had Mavs over Thunder in 6, Nuggets over Suns in 6, and then Nuggets over Mavs in 7. Thunder. It's inexperienced, but you know, it was good for them tonight. You know, to win a game where they didn't play their best, 94-92, very low scoring. And get a win like that. That builds experience right there. I still think they could win this in five. I could see this going to six. I don't think it gets to seven, but I could still see five for the Thunder. I think they're the better team. Bad game for the Mavs tonight. Mavs and Lakers have around the same problem. LeBron and AD outplayed, in my opinion, Jokic and Murray, but the rest of the Nuggets outplayed the Lakers. I think, you know, Kyrie and Luka were great, but the Clippers' depth and against the Mavs' depth was the Clippers. James Harden was outstanding today. I just didn't think that if Kawhi was out that they'd be able to win the series, and who knows how long he's out for. I still think the Mavs can turn this around and win it in six. I could also very well see the Clippers winning the series. I mean, it was a series that was tough for me because I don't know how long Kawhi's going to be out, but today it didn't matter. But the Clippers looked very good today. Suns and Wolves is interesting. The Wolves were able to pull away in that game. Man, the Suns, it really hurts them that they don't have a point guard. It really hurts them they don't have a true playmaking point guard. Booker and Beal are the same position. So that hurts them for sure that they don't have a true starting point guard on their team. I still think the Suns are going to win the series. And I think this will do it in six. I think that they'll get game two. And they'll win game three and four at home, drop game five on the road, close it out in six at home. Nuggets, Lakers, it's the same old story watching this game, man. There's two ways this horror story goes. The Lakers start off very well, but the Nuggets come back in third quarter, take the lead, kind of hold on to it. Or the Nuggets have a decent lead, and then the Lakers come back, make it close, but can't finish it late. I told my brother this before the series. I said, I seriously think the Nuggets could not win a game by more than 10 to 15. They won by 13. Not by more than 10 to 15 points and win all four games and sweep the Lakers. I think they just might be just that much better than them to where the matchup is just so tough for the Lakers that they could sweep them. And I think seven was too. Seven was me being generous to the Lakers. I truly think the Nuggets probably get this done in five. I think the Lakers will get one, but I think the Nuggets will get this done in five. If the Mavs and Thunder advance, I like the Mavs. I like the Nuggets over the Suns, and I like the Nuggets over the Mavs. Finals, I still Nuggets, Celtics, and six. I still like the Nuggets over the Celtics and six as well. NBA playoffs fun. I love the playoffs. I don't really love the regular season, it's so long, but I do love the NBA playoffs. I have been glued to watching games. So yeah, that will be NBA playoff talk. Like I said, kind of a shorter pod, but obviously wanted to get one out and talk about Hany Garcia and some playoff stuff. I hope the Lakers can turn it around and figure it out in game two. I just think it's tough. I just think the Nuggets are just they're just better than them. And it's not by much, but it's enough where I could see the Nuggets winning and sweeping the Lakers again. 2024 NFL mock draft. With trades, of course, at one. The Chicago Bears take Caleb Williams, quarterback, USC. It's going to be the pick, sorry to tell you. I'm going to have to read a little more and see where we're at when I do the draft show Thursday morning. A lot of rumblings about Jaden Daniels, trying to work his way out of going to Washington. I still have it mocked here, Jaden Daniels at 2 to the Redskins. We'll see what happens, though. Patriots at 3, take Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina. Cardinals at 4, take Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver, Ohio State. Then we have a trade. The Vikings get pick 5. The Chargers get pick 11, 23, a 2025 fourth, and a 2026 fourth. They take J.J. McCarthy, quarterback, out of Michigan. Giants at 6, go Malik Nabers, wide receiver, LSU. Titans at 7, Joe Alt, offensive tackle, Notre Dame. Falcons at 8, go Dallas Turner, edge out of Alabama. Colts at 9, trade. They get pick 9, a 2024 fourth, and a 2025 fifth. The Bears get pick 15 and 46. And the Colts, who are notoriously not known for trading up, take Romo Dunze, wide receiver out of Washington. Jets at 10 go Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia. Chargers, via the trade down, take Talis Fuaga, offensive tackle out of Oregon State. Another trade here. Eagles get pick 12. Broncos get pick 22, pick 50, and a 2025 fourth. for the Eagles to move up to take Quinion Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo. Raiders at 13, take Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama. Saints at 14, take Jared Versay, the edge out of Florida State. Bears, via the trade down at 15, take Troy Fatanu, offensive lineman out of Washington. Seahawks at 16, take Olu Fashanu, offensive tackle, Penn State. Jaguars at 17, take Brian Thomas Jr., wide receiver, LSU. Bengals at 18, take Byron Murphy, interior defensive lineman out of Texas. Rams at 19, take Latu Latu, edge out of UCLA. Packers at 20, a trade up. They get pick 20 and 51, and the Steelers get 25 and 41, so kind of a first-round swap and a second-round swap. Packers take J.C. Latham, offensive tackle, Alabama. Dolphins at 21, take Jerzon Newton, interior defensive lineman out of Illinois. Broncos via the trade down. I think this is a great trade down to get extra value, and they still get Bo Nix, quarterback out of Oregon. Chargers via the trade down, take Cooper DeJean, defensive back out of Iowa. Cowboys at 24, go with the speedster, Xavier Worthy, wide receiver out of Texas. Steelers at 25, take Jackson Powers-Johnson, the center out of Oregon. The Buccaneers at 26 take Nate Wiggins, cornerback out of Clemson. The Cardinals at 27 take Chop Robinson, edge out of Penn State. Bills at 28 take Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver out of Texas. 29, Lions take Ennis Rackshaw Jr., cornerback out of Missouri. The last first-round trade. Raiders get pick 30. Ravens get pick 44, a 2024 fourth, and a 2025 third. Raiders move up to take Michael Penix Jr., quarterback out of Washington. 49ers take Amarius Mims, offensive tackle, Georgia. And the Chiefs take Keon Coleman, wide receiver out of Florida State. Okay, second round. Might do a three-rounder, I think. I was thinking about doing a three-rounder on Thursday. So pick 33, Panthers, their first pick. They take Graham Barton, interior offensive lineman, out of Duke. Patriots at 34, to pair with Drake May, take Troy Franklin, wide receiver out of Oregon. Chiefs get pick 35. Cardinals get pick 64 and a 2025 third. The Chiefs take Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback, Alabama. Redskins take Chris Broswell, edge out of Alabama. Chargers at 37 take Devontae Walker, wide receiver out of North Carolina. Titans take Ladd McConkey, wide receiver out of Georgia. Panthers at 39 then take Braylon Trice, edge out of Washington. Redskins at 40 take Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle, OU. Steelers at 41 take Jalen Polk, wide receiver out of Washington. Texans at 42 take Darius Robinson, D lineman out of Missouri. Falcons at 43 take Edrin Cooper, interior linebacker out of A&M. Ravens at 44 take Xavier Leggett, wide receiver out of South Carolina. Saints at 45 take Jordan Morgan, offensive tackle, Arizona. Bears at 46 take Brandon Fisk, the D lineman out of Florida State. Giants at 47 take Jonathan Brooks, running back out of Texas. Jaguars at 48 take Kamari Lassiter, cornerback out of Georgia. Bengals take Trey Benson, running back out of Florida State. Broncos at 50 via the trade with the Eagles take Adisa Izak, edge out of Penn State. Packers via the pick swaps with the Broncos take Tyler Newbin, safety out of Minnesota. Rams at 52 take Peyton Wilson, interior linebacker out of NC State. Eagles at 53 take Cooper Beebe, offensive guard, Kansas State. Browns at 54 take Michael Hall Jr., interior defensive lineman out of Ohio State. Dolphins at 55 take Zach Frazier, center out of West Virginia. Cowboys at 56 take Kingsley Suamantia, offensive tackle out of BYU. Buccaneers at 57 take Junior Colson, interior linebacker out of Michigan. Packers with their third pick in the third pick between 20 and 58 take Chris Jenkins, interior D lineman out of Michigan. Texans at 59 take DJ James, cornerback out of Auburn. Bills at 60 take Cameron Kitchens, the safety out of Miami. The Lions take Christian Haynes, offensive guard out of UConn. I really like him. He's filling up my boards. Ravens at 62 go Kieran Amandaji out of Yale, the offensive tackle. 49ers at 63 go my boy from Kansas, edge, Austin Booker. And the Cardinals, even though he's had the off-field trouble, they're going to take a gamble on Tavondre Sweat, interior defensive lineman out of Texas. So that is 24.0 mock. Again, we will have KB shorts. Episode 12, 2024 NFL Draft Special. We're going to go final top five position rankings and a final mock. So, yeah, that'll be Thursday morning. But, yeah, that'll do it for this one. Like I said, kind of a short one. You know, kind of winds down a little bit with not a lot of, you know, college basketball, college football, NFL wind down, obviously. But still wanted to, you know, obviously want to do it. Love talking combat sports. Haney Garcia was awesome. Coming to a close on the Premier League season and Champions League, NBA playoffs heating up. But, yeah, we'll be back Thursday morning with KB Shorts, Episode 12, 2024 NFL Draft Special. Thank you all for listening again. I love you all. Appreciate the support, as always. And we'll talk to you Thursday. Peace.